It's the Truepenny Show with your host, James Truepenny.
Hello and welcome to the Truepenny Show. My name is James Truepenny. This is my show. And today I am joined by Miss Christy of Wrestling, Sexism, and New Japan Gifts. How are you, Mom?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I realised you didn't pronounce my last name there.
Yes.
Very smart.
Yes, as you've never told me how to pronounce it properly, and therefore you will be Miss Christy.
You probably wouldn't be able to pronounce it.
No,
The fun of it.
Yes, so if you would like to say it to everyone, and then that can be their Christmas present for your second name, because we've never used it on the show.
No one's going to be able to pronounce it, though. Okay, well, my last name is Schoppert.
There you go.
If you want to say that sound.
Oh, non-Latin-based languages and the joy of things.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm not even going to attempt that. You know, I'm reasonably good with Japanese names now after 5 or 6 years of practice. No good with your Dutch names there. So
it's okay. There's not too many Dutch people in wrestling anyway. And when they are, they get English names.
Alistair like Black.
Tommy End.
Black, yeah. Alistair Black and Tommy End. Yes, indeed. Quite successful, though, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, we've got one.
You've got one.
Yay.
Well, we might look at rings in the Beginner's Guide to Professional Wrestling from Japan, and there was a lot of Dutch people in rings, but they weren't really wrestlers. They were more mixed martial arts fighters.
Well, good enough, I guess.
Yes, they walked to a ring. And there was music when they walked down
there. Stop in the ring.
Yes.
Maybe.
Like, you know, I was actually discussing this. We're going way off subject, but I'm going to discuss this. And you might agree with this. I don't know. See, people seem to be drawn to pro wrestling, boxing, and darts, all because people walk to the sporting arena to music.
Yeah. And darts has the pretty girls and the crazy t-shirts and the crazy hair as well.
Yes.
So basically wrestling.
Yeah, but plenty of Dutch people in darts.
Yes, and we're good at that.
Yeah.
We're not good at wrestling, but we're good at that.
Barney and all them, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Michael Van Gerwen, as you would say.
Yes, indeed. First bloke to be beaten by a woman in a ranking tournament, by the way, Michael Van Gerwen. That Russian lady, Natasha, she beat Michael Van Gerwen in, I can't remember, it was with the World Open, where the BDO players and the PDC players play together, and it was somewhere in the UK, and like she was top hot baby face because they went nuts when she beat him.
That's great, though.
Yes.
Was he very angry?
No, he smiled. He was like, well, someone had to lose first. I guess it should be me.
Good.
Right, then. We are looking at Wrestle Kingdom, and our preview, we're really excited because it's Wrestling Christmas. As we like to say about the G1, but this is actually closer to Christmas. So it is Wrestling Christmas. And it is an entire festival of professional wrestling all through Japan for the next 2 weeks. And it's not just New Japan Pro Wrestling. Everybody tries really hard because they understand the media of the world is looking at Tokyo on January the 4th. And you get things like Fight Club Pro going to the Tokyo Dome. They're going to Kurikan Hall to do their first ever for a UK company doing a tour show in Japan. And they've got a good card as well. We might as well look at that. But we're going to concentrate on Wrestle Kingdom. We're going to talk a little bit about the World Tag League. We're going to have a general New Japan roundup and catch up with all the news and events that's happened on the beginnings, the Road 2 events, the bits that we thought were important. So we're going to go match by match and then feed stuff in. But first of all, we'll talk about World Tag League. Christy, you watched most of the matches. What were the standouts for you?
Yeah, I watched all of them except for the Cobb and No one matches.
I mean, watching Jeff Cobb wrestle by himself, it's just sad and painful.
Yeah, so I didn't do it.
Yes.
I respect him, though, for it.
Yes, A sterling effort to go solo against some of those big, big teams.
Yeah, it's just sad.
It is, really. They couldn't find him a partner. No one wants to play with Jeff.
No one loves him.
No.
Aw.
Anyway, yes, who were your favourite teams from that particular tournament?
I really enjoyed Shota Umino and Ayato Yoshida.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I would. They're just young lions trying to win a match is enough for me. Like,
who don't particularly like one another.
Sorry?
Who don't particularly like one another either.
No, and they're a bad team because of it. But you do see that they get really angry when their teammate is suddenly attacked. Like, I hate you, but you're on my side today, so don't touch him. I find that's just fun to me. You know what the result is going to be, but it's still fun to see these young lions grow, even over the entire tournament, get more confident, you know? Mm-hmm. I was surprisingly entertained by KES, which I'm usually not, but I think the Suzuki gun matches were really fun.
I'm wondering a couple of things. One, first of all, Harry Smith has got so much better this year. Like, he's broken through something really big. It's like there was some kind of thing lifting on top of him, and it's no longer there. And he's wrestling again like he was in 2012 when he was taking runs at Shinsuke Nakamura and people like that. And he's really trying really, really hard. And he's a guy who could be brilliant, I think, because he's got all the ring of talent in the world, but he never seems to get anywhere because of this perception of him being a bad promo and not connecting with fans. And I think that's going away. And I'm also
to an extent. He still did the gay people comment during a promo not long ago.
Well, but I'm also wondering, with the death of Dynamite Kid, and he was obviously part of the memorial service for New Japan Pro Wrestling, if he was giving it the old college try for his cousin Dynamite.
Maybe. Yeah. I also like that Archer gives him the, not so much confidence, but he allows him to play the straight man, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's a role that's great for him. Just be the calm, quiet guy who suplexes everyone and kills them while Archer is over the top and crazy and doing all sorts of things. And I just like their team. I don't much like David Boy Smith. Sorry.
It's okay.
But I like their team together because they're these two monsters who aren't afraid to be comedic.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
For people who haven't watched the World Tag League, there was this hilarious match between them and Tai Chi and Zach, which involved a big part of the match was Archer just chasing Tai Chi through the building like a game of tag, because Tai Chi refused to get back into the ring and Archer wanted to kill him. And that was just so funny because in the meanwhile, Zach and Davey Boy Smith are wrestlers, being proper wrestlers. Mm. They're wrestling in the ring with and the grappling and the holds and the bridges and all that kind of thing. And then suddenly Archer comes back with Tai Chi on his shoulder. And it's just that kind of thing that I enjoy. Yeah. I don't enjoy just straight up wrestling. I enjoy the mix of funny things and storylines and characters. Mm.
And it's nice when somebody who is dead serious and pissed off all the time does it.
Yeah, and they're not afraid to be silly.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because way too many wrestlers are way too serious and are only concerned about how cool they look instead of entertaining the crowd. And KES is not that way, especially Lance Archer. He's fine being silly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like that.
Fair enough. What other teams impressed you?
Evil and Sonata, of course.
Well, they did get to the final. What did you think of the final?
I enjoyed it. Actually, I like both the teams, so I was like, oh, this is going to be fine. And I think they've wrestled each other enough that it's always going to be some kind of good match. Maybe not perfect, maybe not five stars, but they're decent enough, I did by now, that it's going to be fun. Sorry?
Sorry, I just clicked open a web page and it all went quickly for us there. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it kind of dragged a little bit in the middle, but overall they actually achieved what they were trying to do. It felt exciting. It felt like a big show. It felt good, if you see what I mean. It felt like things were really clicking together there. And they've got a lot of chemistry. Obviously, a repeat of last year's final as well, but they know what they're doing now, don't they?
Yeah, and I like Evil and Sonata because they feel like a big team.
Yeah.
Because way too many tag teams, sadly, in New Japan are just tag teams, which is a good thing and a bad thing, but it's bad because you don't really... You don't expect Yujiro, for example, to really do much.
No.
On an event. Whereas Evil and Sonata are billed as being top guys, top singles guys. So you never know what's going to happen, and they're treated with a bit more respect than...
Yes.
Some of the lower card guys.
I think as well it helps that Tama is treated as a top-end singles guy as well, isn't he? You know, so Tangaloa not so much, but certainly Tama Tonga is. So because they're treated higher up the card, it does make things seem more exciting.
And when more they're special.
Doing stuff. Yeah.
Like, these guys, it means something to these guys. They're singles guys, or they could be singles guys in Tama's case, who chose to wrestle this.
Yeah.
Whereas some other teams decided not to wrestle. Whether that's storyline or due to New Japan or due to their decision, I don't know. But that's the contrast between the teams. Like, you know that the people who were in the tag league wanted to be there. And these two singles guys decided, oh, we're going to be in it.
Yeah.
Storyline-wise, kayfabe-wise, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking at the... World Tag League final event itself. Any stories that came out there for you? Because I've got a couple that was interesting and things we should be looking out for.
Well, maybe you should go first then.
I was thinking it was really cool to see Chase Owen, Hangman Page, and Yujiro Takahashi tagging together against.
Yeah, why aren't they at Wrestle Kingdom together?
They aren't, are they? There's bits and pieces of teams and all sorts
There's
together.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
It's Yujiro, Page, and Skrull, I think.
Yeah, which is like, I suppose they're trying to get the. Chase is kind of like expandable, I guess, which is completely unfair.
Yeah, sad.
Because Chase, Hangman, and Yujiro are the best three working guys of the Elite together, who work together the best, because they work together all the time. And Bushi, Takagi, and Naito work really well together. So it was great to see this display of tag team chemistry going on. It was really, really cool. That was one of my favorite matches on that show, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's also those three guys, Yujiro, Page, and Chase, have a history together.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they were fighting over Page a bit there. Like Chase was, oh, my buddy, he's mine. And then Yujiro was like, no, he's mine. And Yujiro kept calling Chase Page. Apparently, in the backstage parts, Chase was all sad because Yujiro kept calling him Paige.
Aww, yeah, they're just fun guys to
it's
watch
fun,
together.
Yeah.
Also, Okada and Yano tagging with Kushida was just brilliant. I love that match, tagging against Fale, Jay White, and Taiji Ishimori. It was just awesome. And, of course, the big story out of that match was Fale powerbombed Toriyano. Sorry, well, he won the match with a grenade, but he also powerbombed Yano, bad luck fall, on Yano after the match. And Togi Makabe, his old partner from GBH, a guy that Chaos kicked out years ago, came to make the save as the Chaos regular army alliance expands. I have now got a new name. I've been thinking about this. It's actually going to be Grievous Bodley Chaos Army.
Okay. That's easy to say.
Or, if you go back to the original GBH, which was Hiroshi Tenzan, whose nickname at the time was Great Big Head, hence GBH, you could be Great Big Chaos Army.
Or just, like, the Chaos Alliance.
Yes. There's numerous ways we could go about this.
I wonder if they're going to decide on an official
name. Can we decide on a name? Because we're racking our brains here. Yeah, we'll talk to Kevin Kelly and see if it improves it. I did send Kevin Kelly and Rocky Romero Kagetsu's counter to the Paradise Lock this week. I don't think they were very appreciative of it. They didn't.
Oh, how dare you? Kayfabe, man. Kayfabe.
Yeah. Because so, Kagetsu can get out of it, so why can't you? Anywho.
She's smarter than they are.
Odeo Tai versus Chaos is a fantasy booker's dream, I feel.
No, versus LIJ.
Oh, interesting. Anywho, other big matches on that particular show. The eight-man with the Elite versus Regular Army was pretty cool with Rasuki Taguchi. That was a lot of fun. Will Ospreay and Tai Chi, though, we should talk about these two matches. Will Ospreay defeats Tai Chi for a number one contendership match in a 4.25 star match, according to our Big Dave. Not that we listen to him very often. But yeah, it was very, very good for what it was. And obviously, I'm not a huge fan of Tai Chi. I'm not a big fan of Ospreay.
Couldn't have thought.
But I watched it. It was good. It was good. Yeah, it was all right. It's because it's like Tai Chi I just don't like, but Ospreay I like watching him wrestling. It's just when he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
Silent Ospreay would be a better wrestler.
See, and that's why I prefer Tai Chi, because I don't care so much about the technical wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's his biggest issue. And he has got a great character, and he's been fine lately. Whereas Ospreay always shows up on my feed being an asshole.
So. Yeah. Anywho, but yes. So, but
Ospreay flips really well, though.
He does. He is a wonderful flippy guy. Yes, but it was a good match. I did think it was very watchable, and Ospreay has stopped selling like a 12-year-old and was believable. I do mention that every time, and because when Ospreay first made his debut in New Japan, he wasn't as good as I think people thought he was. He's a lot better now because he's just learned to calm down, which it takes a little while to get your head around that, I think. But yeah, then we had the Never Open Weight Championship match. Kota Ibushi defeated Hirooki Goto in 60 minutes and 53 seconds. I'm sorry to say the word defeated and Hirooki Goto in that order, Christy. How do you feel now you've had time to reflect?
I'm okay with it. Ibushi is a bigger star. And it was clear they were going to go with Ibushi Ospreay. I just don't like that this means that he's off the main card.
Yeah.
Well, he's been champion for most of the year, and then at the very end he loses and they throw him on the pre-show, and I'm like, why?
Well, to be fair though, I suppose it's not really in New Japan World sense, it's not really on the pre-show, because
yeah, but it is, though. It's called the pre-show. And it's all this hodgepodge of wrestlers who usually aren't higher up on the card during Wrestle Kingdom. And Suzuki.
Yes. Shall we move there, then? Seems like a good opportunity to go to the pre-show.
Can we mention... I want to mention one more thing about the Road 2 shows.
Yes.
Seeing Tanahashi and Yano together on the same team was a huge trip for me.
Yes. I haven't watched much of that stuff, but it's like Will Ospreay holding the ropes open for Tanahashi and Kushida tagging with Okada, to the point where they've actually got tag team chemistry together now and work really well together. And like, but again, Kushida, and my favorite is still Kushida and Rocky tagging together.
Because they've been great.
They've been absolutely awesome.
By now, I'm kind of used to Okada Tanahashi and Okada Kushida and that kind of thing. Mm. And Ospreay is kind of a fanboy anyway.
Yes.
So it doesn't surprise me that he's going to be respectful towards Tanahashi.
Yeah.
But just seeing that there was this moment, I'm not sure if it was the first or the second show that this match was on, but they were teaming together and Tanahashi was on the turnbuckle doing his look at me, I've arrived thing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he turned around and he got off and he looked at Yano like, oh yeah, we're doing this now. And he looked so shocked. And Yano was like thumbs upping him, you know, like, this is going to be great. Look, Tan, I'm here. I made a gif of it because it was just so hilarious looking at Tanahashi like, this is my life now. I'm teaming with Toriyano.
It is, it's reminiscence of Bruisermates. This has been a theme for the last couple of weeks on the show. Are you aware of Bruisermates?
Vaguely.
Okay, so Bruisermates is Millie McKenzie, who tags with Pete Dunne in Fight Club Pro, and Pete's not impressed because it's essentially like his kid sister's come to tag with him.
Yeah, I see stuff from them on Twitter sometimes, like tweets where they're being snippy at each other or whatever. It does make me laugh. It's really, I think this combination is mostly funny to me because Tanahashi is acting like he's the coolest guy in the world right now. Totally, and he usually is, though, but he's also a huge goof.
Yes.
And him having a problem with Yano when he, 2 months from now, he'll be wearing weird hair pieces or doing crazy spots with Taguchi or whatever. It's just, it's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like that about New Japan, that the top guy can have these silly matches with Yano and have a moment, and it doesn't all have to be, look, this is so serious and special and we're all so cool.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was one of my favorite moments from the tag league, was when Okada and Kushida cleared the ring, did a load of double teams, cleared the ring, and then Yano just gets in at the end and goes, look what we did!
We were great!
How cool are we? But he's just been stood trying to keep everybody here from getting back in the ring again. It was just like, oh, that's brilliant. Just genius. Right then, let us go to the preview of Wrestle Kingdom 13 at the Tokyo Dome on January the 4th. Right, first match will be a gauntlet match to decide the number one contenders for the Openweight Six-Man Tag Team Championships, currently held by your Gorillas of Destiny and your Taiji Ishimori. I'm assuming they get the shot at New Year's Dash on January the 5th at the Currican Hall. Is traditionally, that's the main event of that show. And they'll probably win.
Maybe.
There's a tradition of, you know, unless Gorillas of Destiny are in a very particularly unforgiving mood. But usually what happens is the champs lose at that event. So, anyway. First team is Yuji Nagata, Jeff Cobb and Dave Finley. Really pleased for Dave and Jeff because it looked like they were going to go by themselves because there wasn't anyone to tag with them. Found Yuji Nagata. Wasn't doing anything. He's free.
Well, Hinare was trying. he was tweeting them like, do you need a third guy? I'm here. Please pick me.
They decided to go with the living legend, former IWGP heavyweight champion Yuji Nagata. No offense to Henry, but you know, he's got.
Does mean he's not on the card though.
Yes, which is a shame because he has worked really, really hard and does deserve it.
Yeah.
Representing the Elite, Hangman Page, Yujiro Takahashi, and Marty Scurll. Why Marty is there, I have no idea, but they couldn't do anything else with him, so he's there.
At least he's not in the junior tag to make it a three-way.
No.
title match.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but the obvious thing is to stick Chase in there, and I don't know why they haven't. But again, what do you do? Marty Scurll is obviously the biggest star, but what do you do with him? And I'm assuming Ring of Honor would be very mad if they didn't stick him on there. So, yeah, what can you do? Also, that begs the question, if, as we believe, Kenny, the Bucks, and Cody are gone from New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Marty Scurll is still attached to New Japan Pro Wrestling, are the Elite going to come down to a core of Hangman, Yujiro, Marty, and Chase?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention too much to all the rumblings about the Elite.
I'm not sure.
For one, because I don't care. And for the second, because I don't usually pay attention to backstage things like that. I'll find out when I find out. And there's no use getting all worked up about something that might not happen.
No, I'm just...
Kenny might not leave. Kenny might stay by himself. He might go. He might... It doesn't really matter if I know or not.
I've got a feeling that Kenny will probably stay now. I mean, kind of thought about it. I've been thinking about it a lot. Because, you know, that's kind of what I have to do as an analyst for websites and stuff. But I think it sounds to me like, from what they've been saying so far, it sounds like he's staying put and just going to be Elite for TV taping stuff. And they haven't been particularly negative towards New Japan, except for Bucks, because they don't want to fly about as much anymore. So it makes sense for them to stay in North America.
Are we talking about that, by the way?
What's that?
About the Bucks.
Yes.
We'll get to that match.
Yeah, we'll get to that match at the end, because I'm guessing you're not particularly happy with that.
I agree on Kenny, also because he lives in Japan now.
Yeah.
And why would he choose to go to a smaller promotion?
Yes, it makes no sense.
If he's not leaving for WWE.
And also, if they if they leave him in Japan, his name is still big in Japan, and it's worthwhile mm-hmm. having somebody there who's big in Japan if he only comes in and does the odd TV taping. Okay, then. So, yes, we never got past this team. So, the elite. So, the other team is Suzuki Gun, Minoru Suzuki, Lance Archer, Davey Boy Smith Jr., and the other team, Raisuki Taguchi, and the reformed most violent players, Togi Makabe and Toriano. You see what this grand alliance of GBH, Regular Army, and Chaos is producing.
Taguchi and Yano in the same team.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, isn't it? And of course, the pure chaos team of Hiroki Goto, Beretta, and Chucky T. Chucky T going through some personal issues at the moment. He seems to be quite violent.
Yeah, so many people in chaos are going mad.
Yes.
First, Okada with the balloons. Jay White wasn't all there when he was in chaos. Now Chucky T. Should I be worried about my
Chucky,
guys?
I mean, Chucky, back in the day, when he was a friend in similar tights, was an evil, evil bastard in Chikara.
Yeah, but he's been better, you know? He's been okay, and now I'm supposed to be worried?
Yeah.
This isn't what I signed up for.
Well,
I want best friends.
You know, I would talk to Grand Akuma on Twitter and see if you can get any advice, because he was also a friend in similar tights.
And chaos Icarus worries well. Me.
Sorry?
Chaos worries me.
Yes, Chaos is going through some teething trouble at the moment.
Yeah, and Yoshihashi is still injured.
But
my guy.
I'm wondering, there was a contract run out in the WWE the other day. Well, soon will run out, and I'm wondering what's going to happen there. And that would probably have an influence on what happens on Chaos. But we'll not talk about that, as you don't like thinking about things like that. And that is fantasy booking. That is a bit on the edge of fantasy booking. It's analysis to fantasy booking, if you see what I mean. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't mind fantasy booking when it's stuff like what would I do, or
yes.
what would I want to see.
Yes.
But fantasy booking, as in, I think this is going to happen,
yes.
isn't not... really my
no,
kind of
and
thing.
And it's not really analysis either. It's just kind mm-hmm. of speculation. We'll not speculate. We'll go with stuff when we know. All right, then. First of all, anyone can win this match, because generally it's anyone. I was kind of thinking, I wrote up my review for this on Steel Chair Wrestling Magazine this week, so I kind of predicted that I would say the Elite are the ones least likely, and I would guess that Suzuki Gun would probably need some help. But again, why would you reform both violent players when that's any way for them to go? So Taguchi, Makabe, and Yano seem kind of a good choice for me. What about you, Christy?
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that has a storyline behind it.
Yes, and if this championship needs anything, it's some form of storyline.
Yeah, and Suzuki, he's not going to team up with KES the rest of the year.
No.
I mean, for the not as a team. So they're probably not winning.
No.
Chucky T, Beretta, and Goto. Chucky T and Beretta have their own storyline, which doesn't revolve around belts. So why would you add that in?
Mm-hmm.
Finley Cobb and Nagata is a makeshift team that wasn't supposed to be there anyway.
Yeah.
And the Elite. Yeah. It depends if New Japan knows what's happening with Skrull. And Paige.
I'm Skrull staying put because he re-signed with Ring of Honor. So it's just Hangman. It's the ones affected in New Japan are the Bucks, Hangman, Cody,
Kenny. Maybe.
Kenny and Kota maybe. But I doubt Kota's going anywhere.
Kota. He's still a freelancer, isn't he?
Yes, theoretically, so he can go wherever he wants. But technically, so long as you're not booked by New Japan, you can go wherever you want. That's why they weren't that angry about Chase missing the tag league, because he'd got booked in the middle. He got a booking ages ago in the middle of the tag league when he couldn't be told dates because New Japan hadn't booked the tag league at the time. And it turns out that he couldn't turn down the booking and because it would cost him too much more money and ridiculous things happened. And that's why he wasn't in the tag league. And New Japan weren't unhappy about that because he's got to make a living. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, so yes, the next match up is, believe it or not, the NEVER Openweight Championship is going to be the second match on the card. Which is insane, because it's always like gone third from end. Which shows you how loaded this card is, and it's kind of snuck up on us how loaded this card is. Will Ospreay will take on Kota Ibushi for the NEVER Openweight Championship. Do you want to predict a winner for this one, or do you think it's just going to be flippy?
It's going to be dangerous.
Yes.
I hope they're careful, because these two never are.
No, yeah. Well, Ibushi's been to Shikara, and in Shikara, during matches like this, they do chant, "Please be careful."
Ibushi likes landing on his neck.
Yes, and so does Will. Although Will doesn't like Andy's landing on his neck, he just happens to. He has natural talent for it.
Ibushi seems like he's trying to, like someone dared him to. And Ospreay accidentally lands on his neck because he's too eager or whatever.
Yes.
If I have to pick, I mean, I don't like doing so, but if I have to, I'm going to go with Ibushi, I guess.
I would agree. I think he's most likely to. I think they want to give him some stability, and a championship will keep his name raised up. Whereas, you know, it'll stop him floating around being Kenny's boyfriend, if you see what I mean. Not that there's anything wrong with being Kenny's boyfriend, but it does kind of like devalue him as opposed to giving him something to do, which is much more vital. Should you ever, I know you don't like talking about this, should you ever need to break up the Golden Lovers, there's a reason there then, and there's more gravitas to Kota's role.
Yeah, and Ospreay doesn't really need anything right now.
No, true.
And if he is going to go like heavyweight or whatever, that's a bigger story than the title is.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ride it well.
Yeah, so.
So he doesn't really need it.
No, and he will grow out of that, bulk up in that body. He's already, you know, kind of too tall to be a junior heavyweight anyway, so.
He's been for a while now.
He's not as bad as Shingo.
Or Tai Chi was.
Yes. So then, we'll move on. In fact, speaking of Shingo, Shingo Takagi will be teaming with Bushi against Rapingi 3K and Suzuki-Gun in the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship matchup, a three-way rematch from Best of Super Juniors Tag League earlier in this year. This one's kind of like, these guys have been even Steven all year long, and that's kind of been the story of the tag division. Who do you think is going to win this one then? Or what do you think of the match? Who do you think is going to win?
Oh gosh, you're going to make me choose ahead of you every time.
Well, alright, I'll pick one then if you'd like me to. I think 3K would be the winners because they won it last year, and it makes the most dramatic sense. And then you could branch off Despy and Kanemaru to go do something else while Ozzy Gnarabli chase for the next 12 months. That would be my idea.
Are they going to, though? Because once Hiromu gets back, things might be a bit different in LIJ. Is Shingo going to stay a junior when Hiromu is back?
Possibly, because then you can have one run in the singles division, two running in the tag division.
Yeah, maybe. But Shingo has also been in a singles match with Umino recently. Umino is supposed to be heavyweight young lion, right?
Yes, he is, yeah, already.
So, I don't know.
Fair enough.
I'm curious to see what they do with Hiromu, because I'm not sure that Shingo was supposed to be a junior for them.
Just needed one, so they got him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I also think Roppongi 3K might win.
Fair enough. What do you think of, what should we be looking for in the matchup altogether?
Lots of double teams, because these three teams are really used to teaming with each other, but also wrestling the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to be fast-paced and lots of double teams, like I said. Probably some shenanigans from the Suzuki-Gun team, but then it fails in the end.
Possibly.
Because I'm expecting them to lose.
It's been going
on too long now.
Yeah, might have a little shenanigans from Lozzy Gnarabas as well. Just a wee bit of shenanigans.
Some mist, you mean?
Yeah, technically they're all supposed to be three heel teams, so we should have shenanigans from all of them.
Yeah, but Sho and Yo aren't heels.
No,
I mean, we can
nice.
All say that Chaos are heels, but most of them aren't. And Sho and Yo are like the faciest faces in Chaos.
True, very true. Okay, then match four was for the British Heavyweight Championship. Tomohiro Ishii defends against Zack Sabre Jr. Wow, this is going to be, I think this will be my favourite match of the card and the complete show stealer. I kind of think Zack's going to win this just because it's kind of an expansion year for Rev Pro. They've got a TV deal coming up, you know, well, they've had a TV deal for a while now. They're trying to expand in the UK market, and it always makes more sense to have a British champion who lives in Britain, as he does now. Zack Sabre Jr.'s moved back to London. And that kind of, that when I was listening to Colt Cabana's podcast this week, and he said that Zack had moved back to London, that kind of stuck with me, like, yeah, maybe we're going to be seeing more of Zack in this country. So what are your thoughts on this matchup?
It's going to be a tough one for both of them. I like that Zack always manages to make Ishii look flexible somehow.
He's a miracle worker.
Sorry?
He's a miracle worker.
Yeah, but it's always, you never expect Ishii to be able to bend the way he does. And Zack always makes it happen somehow. And he always ends up in situations that make me think, Ishii's not supposed to be able to do that. How the hell is he bending that way? And that's what I always remember from the Ishii matches Zack has. Like these screenshots of impossible movements of the legs and the arms and stuff like that. And they're going to hit each other really hard, I'm sure.
Yes. Hopefully nobody breaks their jaw this time.
Yeah. Well, Zack is always, like, when you look at Zack, you're like, please don't get hit, because I'm sure it hurts you way more than some of the others who've got more meat on their bones. Without making a pun about being a vegan, sorry. but he always wants to hit with them. Like, he's always slapping them and trying to goad them into slapping him. Like, it doesn't hurt. He's not that smart. But it's going to be an amazing match. And regarding the winner, what you said makes so much sense, that I expect Zack to win as well.
Hmm.
The only reason why they might keep it on Ishii is that he's really popular.
Yes.
And it's nice to have a reason to ask New Japan guys to show up.
True. I don't know. Not to see. Who knows what's going on in Andy Q's head about these things?
Don't mention them.
If you want to follow Christy's Twitter, @SmarkInfested, you may find out.
They've been really nice to me today.
Yeah, or not.
That's sarcasm.
That's the case, maybe. All right, then we move on to the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championship match. Gorillas of Destiny, the current champions, Tama Tonga and Tangaloa, defend against Los Ignorables, De Japón, Sonata, and Evil, the World Tag League champions, and the Young Bucks, who inserted themselves in somebody else's business at the end of the World Tag League, and no one's impressed with them because it's not big or clever. Yeah, it was just like they turned up. Why we got a three-way match for these championships, Christy? They're boring.
Yeah, my issue isn't so much the three-way, because there's a three-way in the junior tag as well.
But they're not boring.
Yeah, but even if they were, and they were also inserted,
yeah,
even though other people won the tournament. But I think the difference here is that in the junior match, all three teams were part of the storyline the entire year. And it made sense to add them, because I think the end result was due to some sort of interference or cheating or whatever. But that wasn't the case here.
No.
There was no kayfabe reason to add the Young Bucks.
No, in fact, Gorillas of Destiny beat the Young Bucks at King of Pro Wrestling for the tag team titles.
Yeah, and people are like, yeah, they've got a rematch clause, but that has never been a thing in New Japan, I don't think.
No, I mean, generally, the former champion has a nod every once in a while, but it's not usually that they go to the back of the list. So, yeah, it's
yeah,
just,
because if that were the case, then why isn't it Goto versus Ibushi?
Exactly.
Why isn't it whoever else is on this card? That's not a good reason. The only reason is that the Young Bucks are a big team who want to be on the card, who deserve to be on the card, maybe. It's not even that it's the Young Bucks. I just don't like the way it was done, because it lessens the impact of the tournament itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a tweet about this. It really bothers me that this tournament was supposed to be the ticket into a Wrestle Kingdom match for the title. And I just spent weeks watching every match and getting really invested in who was going to win. And then my team won. And I was really, really excited. And then within 5 minutes, the Young Bucks show up and they're like, can we be part of it? And people said yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? What just happened? Yeah. Storyline-wise, it makes no sense.
No, and it's just like at the cup final, I don't know, Liverpool are playing Man United and then Chelsea turn up and say, can we play as well? Because we were in the semi-final and we had like three replays or something. And
yeah, but they weren't even in the semi-final. No. That's the thing. They weren't part of the tournament.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
Like, and we did really well last year. Can we be part of it? Please.
Yeah, it is just like, and I understand the Bucks weren't in the tournament, and I understand why they weren't there, and that's perfectly fine as far as I'm concerned. They're there to make money, but it is just like, it makes no sense for the fans because they are invested in something that's taken this long. And I love the Bucks; I think they're a fantastic team. But it's like, it's the Gorillas moment,
and Evil and Sonata's moment. Yeah. They just won the tournament, and then the Young Bucks show up, and everything about the tournament turn into. Is it fair that the Young Bucks are part of it now?
No, and if you're trying to build the Gorillas of Destiny as this dominant tag team in the same way as you did Anderson and Gallows, you can't just have people they've got rid of turn back up again 5 minutes later. It doesn't make any sense.
And why would Gorillas of Destiny say yes to this?
Yes, other than we're pissed off with you, but I thought you got over that. Now you've got rid of them and they're not calling themselves Bullet Club anymore.
Yeah, but even if you are pissed at them, what's going to be more annoying to the Young Bucks? Being allowed to be part of the match or saying, no, you can't play. Go away.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
There's no logical reasoning, storyline-wise. And if they knew that this was going to happen, then create some sort of storyline beforehand.
Yeah.
Make it work somehow. Make it make sense that the Young Bucks aren't part of the tournament. Make it like we're too good for this tournament or something. And eventually Evil and Sonata and Gorillas of Destiny get so angry at them saying that they're like, we're going to show you that you're not too good for this tournament, that you should have been in this because you're not worthy and we're going to beat you. Something like that. Something small. Even
you could have gone back to, if you knew this was going to happen, which they presumably did, you could have gone back to King of Pro Wrestling, made that tag championship match a non-title match, have the Gorillas of Destiny win. They've got a win over the Bucks in the bag. The Bucks go into Wrestle Kingdom as champions and they have to defend against the winners, which would be Evil and Sonata, and there you go. Gorillas of Destiny couldn't turn up and they are the bad guys because they're the ones inserting themselves into a match. But yeah, the probably reason why we're both so upset is because we're very rarely picky about the long term planning of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Nor is anyone else on this podcast. We all think, wow, it's amazing what they do long term. But this one, they just have not thought through at all.
Now it feels very short term.
Yes, and
like we want them to be part of it. So how do we do it? Well, just throw them in, make it a three way.
Yeah, just not. It's not feeling it. It's not organic the way you normally make things organic.
No, and then the whole Twitter machine started working and it was just such a mess. Like, people were taking sides and being overly dramatic, and either Matt or Nick was tweeting out stuff like, is it our fault that we want to stay with our families and children during this time? And like, that's not the issue.
No. No, it's
not. The issue isn't whether you should be able to take time off. Of course you should be able to take time off to spend with your family, but maybe talk about it with New Japan and make it make sense.
And, you know, especially when the guys who've been waiting a long time who deserve their shot are suddenly getting overshadowed by your return.
And also, there's lots of teams in the World Tag League who wrestled for weeks.
Yeah.
And are either not on the card or
in the opening tag.
In the opening tag, the pre-show match.
Yeah. Anywho, something that was organic and feels right is Cody defending his IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship against Juice Robinson. I think this will be very good. I don't think it'll be as good as the open weight match, though. But I understand why they've put it on later. But I think it's going to be very good. I think that's what we can say about it. It's going to be a good story because these guys really do tell a nice story between the two of them. And Juice and Cody has been back and forth all year. But I think Juice will probably take this. What do you think, Christy?
I don't know. I'm not really into either guy that much. But I am curious what Juice is going to do. Because I think he tells a great story, especially underdog stories.
Yeah.
And while I'm not invested in him, I am invested in the stories he's telling. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with him, where they're taking this. Are they going to make it a serious run? Because he had a run before, right?
Yeah, last summer.
With the title.
We took it off Jay White and he dropped it to Cody over... Oh, it was spring, wasn't it? March to just before the G1. He had it over the G1. He lost it at the end of August at King of Pro Wrestling.
So yeah, and it felt really big at first, and then it turned into not being that big, and then he had a terrible G1.
Yeah.
Well, not him. He had great matches, but he was booked to be kind of terrible.
Yeah, because of the broken hand. Which was a brilliant device, and he played it perfectly, but it did look like he was getting his ass whooped every night, so didn't do an awful lot for him or the championship, to be fair.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see. I'm not really excited so much as I'm curious, because that's usually my reaction to matches that I'm not invested in that much, is can they make me invested?
Yeah.
Can they pull me in?
I think those two have a good chance of pulling you in, to be fair.
Yeah. They've got great chemistry, and they're both the same kind of showman, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Their strength isn't wrestling. Their strength is character and show.
Yeah, I think Juice has probably got the chops better than Cody has, but Cody has more charisma, definitely.
Yeah, but Juice is also going to be the underdog.
Yeah, which gives him plenty to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But Cody's a pretty good heel in that situation. He's been doing it for the best part of a year now. So, best part of 2 years, I guess, really. Right, the match 7 will be Kushida defending the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship against Bone Soldier Taiji Ishimori. Could be another show stealer. Go as far as to say will be another show stealer. Rumors about Kushida as well. Possibly interested in the WWE room, which would probably image what you're going to see here. I'm not really sure, because if he's dead serious about the WWE stuff, we'll find out before the show, which will predict what will happen in this match, because New Japan contracts run out on January the 1st, so we'll know. but other than that, I'm not really sure what to say. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think Taiji Ishimori probably could do with the belt, because it would give Hiromu somebody to come back with. He hasn't wrestled before when he comes back. Equally... you know, Kushida versus Hiromu is going to be fantastic, even if we don't get that. But it really kind of depends on what Kushida's going to do. But whether Kushida wants to go or not. I know he's had talks about it. It's something he'd be kind of interested in doing. But is he going to get the same kind of presence in WWE that he's going to get here? Is he going to get shunted off to 205 Live and kind of carry the division for them? I'm not really sure. What do you think, Christy?
This is the match I'm most looking forward to.
Oh, there you go.
I think it might be the show stealer. I know it depends what kind of wrestling you're into, I guess.
Yeah.
The hitting each other in the face or the flipping about kind of wrestling. I just, looking at these guys, I can only imagine that they're going to have great chemistry and a great match. Kushida works well with basically anyone. And Ishimura's match with Hiromu has made me really curious to see what he can do with other people who are on the same level as Hiromu is. So I'm just really excited about this one. When I looked at it, I was kind of sad because this is the position Hiromu was supposed to be in.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be an amazing match, and I'm sure these two guys are going to throw everything at each other.
Fair enough. That's reasonable.
And make Hiromu proud. as to Kushida going to WWE, I could see it because Kushida's always been looking out.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, especially at English-speaking countries, he's really comfortable with foreigners. He's friends with them. He speaks English quite well for a Japanese guy. But when I look at it, why? I guess the only reason for him would be that he's achieved everything and he wants a new challenge, not so much so that he can do more in WWE.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, and I think you would have the only place I can think he would really thrive is 205 Live, because he's too small even for NXT. I mean, Ricochet's gone there and he's done well, but he still looks a bit dropped off. You know, I was actually, the daft thing was, I was watching this show, which we think we're going to review next week for our Gap Week, and it was from 1985, and it was World Class from Dallas. And I'm looking at the show, and everyone's announced as over 245 pounds. And I'm like, they'd be massive in any company in the world today. But, like, literally, no one is below 245 pounds, and they all look over 245 pounds as well. It's not like I'm, like, you know, they were kayfabing everything. These guys were genuinely about 245, and it's like, there's a whole card of them. You're lucky if you can find three guys over 245 on any roster in the world anywhere today.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bizarre, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, Kushida, I think you'd have to go to 205 Live. That's really the only place that would kind of suit his style. And there'd be some dream matches there, but it's not going to be the creative cauldron he's got in New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's definitely not going to have the freedom that he would have there. So it has to be a new challenge thing. You'd have to kind of like want to take 205 Live to another level.
And does he need it when he can freely go abroad while in New Japan?
True. And, you know, Kenta got given that job. And no offense, but Kenta is probably a better main event wrestler than Kushida is. And he couldn't do it. So, you know, you're kind of stuck, aren't you, really?
Yeah. By the way, do we think Hiromu is showing up?
It would be nice for him to lay a challenge out for new beginnings to whoever wins this. And that way, and if he does, you're kind of looking at Hiromu to pick the title up at new beginnings, in which case it doesn't really matter who wins it. In fact, I'd rather Kushida won it, because a short reign for Kushida is no bad thing, whereas a short reign for Ishimori is a really bad thing.
Yeah, and Kushida and Hiromu have a lot of history together.
True, yeah.
So that makes it an easy storyline.
Yeah, and then you have a chance to bring Taiji Ishimori back if he wins Best of Super Juniors this year. You know, there's plenty of room to maneuver then. Whereas
I think Taiji Ishimori versus Hiromu is a longer feud.
Yeah, if Hiromu's ready and he does come back, that makes sense. If Hiromu's not ready, then I think you probably go with Ishimori and give him the legs now.
Yeah. Hiromu has been hinting at it, though.
Interesting.
He's been making tweets about... He made a tweet about, I'm available on January the 4th. And he's been doing those blog posts, you know, that you get from the paywall thing on New Japan. And he's giving us percentages on how well he's doing. And not the last one, but the one before it was like 90%.
Yeah.
And then the last one was like 700, something like that. And he makes drawings along with them. And on the first ones, his head was like floating in the air, and then gradually it got closer to his neck. And on the last one, it's attached to his body.
Right.
So that would suggest that he thinks he's ready. And there's also been a couple of pictures from the dojo where you see a guy in a hoodie.
Okay.
Trying to shield himself from the camera. And wrestling fans are always going to go, who is that? And stuff like that. And trying to figure it out. But who else would it be?
Yes, exactly. Unless
who else would shield himself? No young lion is going to shield himself from the cameras.
No, look at me. Look at me. Please notice me.
Yeah, if it's a masked wrestler, he would wear his mask. And who else? Who else is injured that might make a comeback?
No one at the moment. They're all back.
Yeah, so I'm trying not to get my hopes up. But it would be a very Hiromu thing to do to return at Wrestle Kingdom. And what a moment that would be.
It would be very, very good. Speaking of moments, the next match is a special singles match, as they say in New Japan Pro Wrestling. A grudge match, if you will. To quote Jerry Jarrett, Jeff Jarrett's father, personal issues make money, and nothing gets more personal than Kazuchika Okada versus Jay White, the leader of Chaos versus the leader of Bullet Club. This could be very, very special indeed. I'm not sure who's going to win, though, I'll be honest, because they've been playing the game of Okada can't beat Jay White because he's got in his head. Well, there has to come a time where Okada gets him out of his head, and the best place to get him out of his head is Wrestle Kingdom, and I don't think Jay White suffers if he loses to Okada after 20 minutes.
Doesn't he, though?
No, I don't think he does. After 20 minutes, if he hangs with Okada for 20 minutes at Wrestle Kingdom, he's there. He doesn't have to win. Yeah. But if he does win, it puts him through the roof. So I'm not really sure.
That's my kind of thinking.
Yeah, but you don't have to win to get over.
Yeah, but does Okada need this win? No, he's already made. And what are they trying to do with Jay White? They're trying to skyrocket him to the level that Okada is at right now. So I mean, I'm bad at this, so I'm probably going to be wrong. But I could see Jay winning somehow, because he's also got Ghetto at his side, no doubt. And yeah. Chaos are stupid, so they're never going to send anyone down to second Okada.
I go for it's going to be somebody ridiculous, like they'll send Taguchi or something like that.
I hope they send Yoshihashi.
Yes, that would be brilliant.
That would be great, but probably not. So I could see it happening that Jay White wins through interference, because it's not the main event, so it can have a screwy finish if you wanted to, because that firmly puts Jay White on the level of Okada, on the level of Naito, on the level of Omega, sorry, which is basically what they want. They want Jay White to be that level. And if you make him lose the first big feud that he has, is that going to make him a star?
Yeah, well, I mean, you could argue the first big feud he has was Tanahashi, and he lost last year anyway. And he didn't really
hurt him. Yeah, but that wasn't much of a feud, though. And he didn't really get... I don't know. I don't think that's on the same level as this feud was, because there's so much more behind this one.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
This is the first proper personal issue he's had, yes. I will agree with that.
And several stables are involved because of it.
Yes, definitely.
So, okay. I mean, I'm probably wrong.
I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't mind either way.
I guess we'll see. We will find out, won't we?
Yeah. I do hope that he keeps the pink hair, though. You haven't seen the Road 2.
No, I haven't.
Matches, have you?
No, I haven't had a chance to catch up with him.
No, he's pink now, and it's great.
He does seem to be, the hair seems to be, how can I put it? It seems to be reflecting his personality as he goes through these life changes at the moment.
Yes, it's a bit weird, you mean?
Yes.
It's a bit all over the place. I am assuming he's going to go back to blonde for the big match, you know, but the pink looks just so... He was full-on Rainmaker, too. He had the coat on and to wrestle Ghetto, I think it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's this pink hair. Yeah, I just like it. I want him to keep the rainbow-colored hair for as long as he wants to.
Fair enough, then. Right, then. The next match will be Chris Jericho defending the Intercontinental Championship to Tetsuya Naito in a feud that's literally taken 364 days to complete. They really started having to go at each other at New Year's Dash last year, and it's been on and off all year long. And it should be really interesting. Now, I'm not the biggest Chris Jericho fan, I must admit, but he has, when he's been in New Japan this year, he's really worked hard to get people over, and I have to say he's done a good job, especially with Evil in his last match. What do you think of this one, Christy?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it in the way that I'm sure people will be very invested in it. And I always enjoy matches that feel big and draw people in. I'm invested in the way that I'm curious where Naito is going to go. And I think this might be the start of something. Mm-hmm. Or at least it's going to give us an indication of what New Japan is planning to do. Because if they're making Naito lose again, that means something. But also, if they're going to give him the title, that means that a big part of the next couple of months is going to be about the title again.
Yeah.
So I don't even know which outcome I want. Because I think Naito is bigger than the IC title. But what are they going to do? Depending on the final match. Is it going to be either Omega or Tanahashi versus Okada next? Is it going to be Jay White? Or is it going to be Naito? I know a lot of people want it to be Naito. And I kind of don't want them to wait any longer on pulling the trigger for Naito.
You've also got to say, like, how long has Chris Jericho got left? Like, how long does he want to keep doing this for? You know, he's been good, but he's over 50. You know, he's only wrestled, what, 3 times this year, including something like a 3-minute expedition to that WWE Greatest Royal Rumble of all thing in Saudi Arabia. It's like, if I'm assuming that Jericho loses, which is no bad thing.
Yeah,
but it's how long Naito keeps the belt. And like, he's had 2 reigns already, and he hated being champion both times anyway.
Yeah, and that was amusing.
Yeah, but you can't do that 3 times.
What are they going to do new? What new kind of thing are they going to do with this?
Yeah, so
like, he didn't need the title again. But yeah, they've been all over the place with Naito this year, and I know a lot of people are pretty frustrated about it. But I just want them to do something with him.
I mean, sorry, Karen.
No, I didn't really have anything else to say. Well, Go ahead.
I was going to say, it kind of has done the other titles some good, because it meant the US heavyweight title and the never open weight title have had room to breathe. So, you know, they've become more visible because of that, which has been no bad thing. But it kind of does hurt the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, was only defended twice in a year. So you kind of need that title, which has a strong lineage and, you know, was always booked as the co-world championship. So, you know, it's an important title in New Japan. So we'll see, I guess.
And who would you want Naito to feud with if he wins?
I could see him just dropping it at New Beginnings and then start his G1 story straight afterwards.
Like, okay, but if he doesn't drop it?
Okada, I guess, is probably the most sensible thing to do. But I don't know what's happening on... See, this is the thing. It's like, New Year's Dash is actually more intriguing to me than Wrestle Kingdom, because I kind of roughly know what's going to happen at Wrestle Kingdom. I have no idea what's going to happen at New Year's Dash.
I like that I'm asking you for a what if, and you're constantly thinking about what's going to happen actually at New Year's Dash.
Yeah, because it's like, if previous years go by, all sorts of stuff could happen at New Year's Dash.
Yeah, but that wasn't my question.
But my question is, okay, I've ignored the premise of the question. So
if you could just choose anyone for Naito to feud with over the IC title, whether it makes sense or not, who would you choose?
Oh, just like from personal choice.
Yeah, from New Japan.
No one ever asked me that, because they're always like, what do you think will happen here? And then I have to like think about it.
What do you want?
What do I want? I think kind of like, you're kind of looking for a placeholder. I want Ishimori.
You're thinking about placeholders again. Yeah, that's not the question.
Let me finish.
Okay.
All right, then I'll go with Ishii again. Go with Ishii, because if he drops the Rev Pro title, he needs somebody to have a go at. I will go with Ishii versus Naito, because Ishii versus Naito is the best feud New Japan have had for the last 10 years.
Okay.
There you go.
If I could choose, and this makes no sense because I'm just going on what I want, I'd want him to feud with Ibushi.
Fair enough. Unlikely to happen if they both got championships.
Yes, though. That's why I didn't. That's why it's a what if. If I could choose, regardless of what makes sense or not.
Fair enough, then.
I like asking those kind of questions because it shows what kind of wrestling people like and what kind of wrestlers they're into. Like, even if it doesn't make sense, like someone asked me once, who would you make heavyweight champion in New Japan? And I was like, Goto. And the people were like, but he's never going to win it. Yeah, that wasn't the question, though.
The question was, who would you make junior heavyweight? Who would you make world heavyweight champion? Yeah.
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 Goto.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right then, main event time. Well, you know, there'll be arguments about how many main events there will be this time around, but definitely the main event.
Four of them.
The one that goes on last. It's Kenny Omega defending the IWGP Heavyweight Championship against G1 champion Hiroshi Tanahashi. One fall, 60 minutes to a finish. What do you think of this one, Christy? Because this is one for all the marbles.
For all the marbles. And lots of people's hearts as
indeed.
Well.
Indeed, yes.
I think it's going to be a really great match. Because Tanahashi is just amazing at great matches anyway. And Kenny, when working with someone who's great, is great as well. I think it's going to be... They like their storylines as well. So there's probably going to be some sort of story to it. Tana's probably going to be the underdog for a bit because he's great at selling and suffering and looking like he's dying. And people are going to be really, really into it. And people are going to be arguing online for days to come. About the results. And people are going to get really mad at each other.
It's going to be 8 stars, and Dave Meltzer is going to blow a fuse, and Cornette...
No, it can only be 8 stars if it's Omega versus Omega.
Yes, in the Tokyo Dome.
Yes.
Cornette's going to go ballistic over something.
Yeah, Tanahashi is going to do something silly, and then Omega is going to copy him, and then Krennic is going to blow a fuse.
Yes, after somebody sent him some gifts that you've made, and you'll get blocked by Cornette.
Yeah, I should block him on my gift account. I'm not sure if I have. I've done it on my other accounts.
Only one person has been blocked by Jim Cornette out of the entire Troopany Show family, and that's Mike Freeland.
Aww.
Which is remarkable when you think about it. But
be fair, though, I blocked him first, so...
Yes, I think either we've blocked him or we just steer clear. Because Jim's clearly having a bad day most days. So you just leave him alone and he'll be fine.
His life is a bad day.
He does tell some funny road stories, though. It's worth listening to him for that. But it's like his opinions on modern day wrestling are not the most forward of thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, his main redeeming feature is he isn't Vince Russo or Disco Inferno.
Disco.
Yes.
He was on his usual stick again. This week.
What was it? Oh, yes. The men in WWE should be ashamed that the women have taken their spots.
Something like that. There was something else as well. And I saw it. I was like, Skip, I don't have the energy today.
Insecure jackass. Anyway. Yes, Tanahashi
versus
Omega.
So many of them.
Anyway, Tanahashi versus Omega. Anything else you'd like to say on this one? Are you going to make a prediction apart from
Tanahashi to win?
Tanahashi to win. Okay.
Yes. And I want Tanahashi to win. Not even because I'm anti-Omega, because I'm really, really not.
Yeah. But that makes...
I like him better than a lot of people online do.
I would agree with you. I think Tanahashi's going to win, and I would want Tanahashi to win. Because for me, that tells a better story of what will come next. And Kenny can always win it again. You know, he could win it back at New Beginnings. But you want a big, nice send-home. That's my reasoning behind it. Send them home happy. I don't think they'll be unhappy if Kenny wins, to be honest. But I don't think he's gelled with the fans during this run as well as some people could have done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to follow the best thing ever in Okada, you know.
Yeah, and it's also the story that they're telling with Tanahashi. Like, people were really surprised that Tanahashi got more of the votes from the Japanese audience than Kenny did during one of the New Japan polls. And I'm like, why are you surprised? You've got Tanahashi, who's been the biggest star in the company for decades, who's basically single-handedly pulled them back from the brink and made them successful again, who's... on a downward spiral, people thought he was done, and then he's got this last hooray, you know, like he's going to try and win the G1. He wins the G1. He's a huge underdog in this story because he's the aging ace whom everyone loves but who no one thought was ever going to be in this position again. Against a younger, brasher guy who's beaten Okada, who acts, his character is being a huge star and thinking he's above Tanahashi. Like, it makes perfect sense to me that people are on Tanahashi's side.
Yeah, and it's also because Japanese fans believe, you know, yes, they understand kayfabe and one thing or another, but they want to believe. You know, it's mm-hmm. a testament to New Japan's booking that they present these people this way so that they do seem the way that they are. It doesn't surprise me at all that Tanahashi is more popular than Kenny Omega. You know, it's, apart from the obvious reason that one guy's Japanese and the other one isn't. As much as Kenny is a Japanese citizen, you know, the homegrown talent, the homegrown New Japan talent, he hasn't come out from somewhere else like DDT. He's one of the boys. That's the thing. You know, he's the lads. That's it.
A lot and he's of time, been around for so long.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. Lads, that's it. You know, so, yes, and I agree with you. I think Tanahashi is probably going to be the champion come January the 5th for me, but I guess we shall see. Have you anything else you'd like to say about Wrestle Kingdom, Christy?
Not really. I do hope that people will join us in watching. And I get that it's easy to say for the people of who live in Europe like we do.
Yes. Because all we have to do is get up earlier.
Yeah. It's still early for me, but I realize that Americans are like, what? 6 o'clock? Early? What? So I feel really bad for them, but I still hope they'll join us. And I'm going to be live tweeting all of it. So please join us on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is SmarkInfested, and I'd love to hear from you guys. I'm not sure if anyone's listening. I'm sure they are because we get hits sometimes. But I hope they join us.
Yes, I will be live tweeting it as well because I haven't had chance. I've never had chance to watch it all the way through from beginning to end before. I'm off school. No, never. I've kind of like got called into school one day and I was only there for an hour, so that ruined it for me and I had to go back home and watch it. I was at work last year for some reason. We always used to start back on the 5th of January, and then so like the years that it's been on the New Japan World, I think it's been like the last 3 years, I've either been in work, had to go see my dad over something, or got called into work and didn't need to be there. So this time it's on January the 7th. I don't go back till January the 7th. It's on January the 4th. I can get my partner up and off to work, and I can have the house to myself.
That's lovely, though.
And watch wrestling.
It's also how I got into New Japan.
There you go. You see?
I was awake. I had the day off, and then people were talking about it. And someone gave me their... No one told you this, but someone gave me their login information. So I watched it illegally for the first time. And then I bought a subscription the very next day.
There you go. You became one of its greatest champions.
Thank you.
Okay. Right then. So there you go. January the 4th, Tanahashi versus Omega for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship in the most important wrestling show of 2019. I'd like to thank my guest today, Christy, thank you very much. You can follow her at SmarkInfested, at New Japan GIFs, and, of course, at Wrestling Sexism. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're very welcome. This was lots of fun.
It was. I'm
already excited for Wrestle Kingdom.
We're getting geared up. We're like, we're still well over a week away, but it's going to be awesome.
It doesn't feel like a week, though. I'm like, everyone's talking about it on my Twitter timeline, and just talking about it with you makes it even closer. It feels even closer than it is. I'm still making gifts from all the old shows. So for me, it doesn't feel like New Japan is on a break. So
we should actually get a pretty quick turnaround on recording it as well, because it's on a Friday and we record on Saturday. So we might get New Year's Dash watched at the same time. How cool would that be?
Wow.
We'd be here for days recording it, but
we're not a week late.
We're not going to be a week late. It's going to be 3 days late. But anyway, yeah. So you can find me at the Troopany Show. Well, you can find me at Sheriff Lone Star. You can find the Troopany Show on Twitter at Troopany Show. You can find us on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon, where you can keep the Troopany Show free forever for everyone. We'd like to thank Freeland's Wrestling Rewind for joining us on the trail of review shows this year and giving their European and Asia Awards thoughts last week. They're back on the news beat this year. They'll probably have some news about contracts and things, I would guess, because it is the season. But we'll leave you guys in their capable hands for later in the week. And we are looking forward to January the 4th. Take care, and we'll see you soon. Bye. We'll be right back.